Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland wanted to honor their dear friend and partner in ministry, Dr. Jerry Savelle, by sharing some special BVOV broadcasts with you. They wanted you to receive the faith-filled messages that he taught on the power of the blessing of the Lord. If you've missed any of the broadcasts this week, you can watch them free on our website, KCM.org, or on KCM's Roku channel. Now, in today's message, Brother Copeland and Brother Savelle go through the scriptures to reveal how God intended every day to be your blessing day.
Brother Jerry, let's get right back into this thing today. Just take us right back in. Where you want us to start today?
Let's get back to Psalm 68 again and read our foundation verse for this study on every day a blessing day. Psalm 68, verse 19. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. He daily loads us with benefits. Jesus prayed, Matthew chapter 6, teaching his disciples how to pray, and said, give us this day our daily bread. Yes, so this tells me that we have a right to expect to receive something from God every day. Now, I think it's interesting because I hadn't noticed this until you pointed it out. Read verse 1 and tell them what you said about that.
You know, right before we started, I just flipped it back over there, number 1. And David began this, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered.
Yeah.
Now, everything in this psalm then relates to that because that's where it started. Mm-hmm. So there are enemies to the blessing. There are enemies of the Lord. There are enemies against loading us up daily with the blessings of the Lord. Well, anything that tells me I can't have it, anything the devil lies to me and says about that, let it be scattered.
Yeah. Yes.
Amen.
Well, and Jesus pointed out that the greatest enemy to that is religious tradition, the traditions of men.
That's what he said. Right?
Yeah.
Your traditions make the word of God of no effect.
Right.
Well, let it be scattered.
Yeah. Let it be away from you. Don't listen to it. Don't pay any attention to it. I don't care if that's what your denomination thinks. Your denomination might be wrong.
Yeah.
Just dare to believe and take it literally. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. Now, that has got to be just a review of what God intended in Genesis chapter 1 when he created Adam and Eve, and the Bible says in verse 28, and God blessed them. So it had to be the intent of God when he created mankind that they live blessed every day. He didn't say, let them be blessed every year. Let's bless them, but it only works, you know, occasionally. Let's put the blessing on them, but if it's bad economy, I'm not too sure it'll work. He said, I bless you. Now, I think it's interesting. I wrote something in my notes here about how God did that. The blessing in the Noah Webster 1828 edition dictionary states that when God confers the blessing on someone, then happiness, favor, prosperity, and success have been pronounced on you by God. And then the word pronounce literally means to confer or to invoke. And then the same dictionary states the word confer is particularly used to express the grant of favors, benefits, and privileges to be enjoyed permanently.
Praise God. Yeah, that's me they're talking
permanent.
About.
Yeah. So when God said to Adam and Eve, I bless you, his intent was that that be the way they live their lives permanently.
Jerry, while you were reading those words, I remember I've had a lot of people, you have too, over the years, that have said, now, Brother Kenneth, I believe this. And I'm sowing. I believe in this hundredfold return. Mm-hmm. But my question is, why am I not seeing any more of it than I am? Well, actually, what I was thinking when I asked God that question, and what they're thinking is, why am I not seeing this daily? Mm-hmm. And in my thinking, it's still off out here.
Yeah.
Now, the Lord changed my thinking about it so that I began to say after what Jesus said in Mark 10:29-30, He shall receive 100-fold now.
Yeah.
In this time. Mm-hmm. I got stuck on the word now. Mm-hmm. He shall receive 100-fold now.
Yeah.
He shall receive now. What did I do? I selahed now.
Right, right.
And I began to say, my 100-fold is coming in today. This is the day of my blessing, and I'm receiving the thing today.
Well, you get up every day saying, today is my receiving day.
Today is my receiving day.
Yeah.
And I get to the end of the day tonight, praise God, whatever didn't come in today, it'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, this is my receiving day.
Yeah.
I heard the Lord say, your greatest blessing ever is at hand. Mm-hmm. Okay. What am I to say now? My greatest blessing ever is about to happen, is about to happen, is about to happen, is about to happen, is about to happen. No, no. It's coming today.
Yeah.
It's mine today.
Mm-hmm.
My greatest blessing ever is happening today. I receive it today. It's mine today.
Yeah.
And it'll happen again tomorrow too.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take hold of it. I have it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I take it, so I have it. When? Right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, what a lot of people haven't figured out yet, or it's not a revelation to them yet. Jesus said, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe you receive them. When? Now.
Now.
And you shall have them. That now, receiving that, took place in the spirit realm the moment you said, amen.
Yes.
It happened in the spirit realm. Now, there's this veil between the spirit realm and the natural.
Yes.
You're declaring by faith, I receive it now. I received it when I prayed, is what, for the lack of a better way to say it, it's what splits that veil between the spirit realm and the natural, is taking it into your spirit and seeing you with it now.
It pulls it out of that realm into the material realm, doesn't
it? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I see it.
And as long as you're saying one of these days, then you still haven't received it.
No, you hadn't put any pull on it.
No, you haven't placed a demand on it. You're not pulling on it. It's still something in the future. But the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now. Now faith is. I like to turn that around. Faith is now.
Yeah.
Faith is now. I believe I receive when I pray. When I read this, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. Well, today's a day, you know.
Yes.
While I'm reading this, this is a today, you know, so I qualify right now for God manifesting His benefits in my life.
He shall receive now, in this time, 100-fold.
Yeah.
And in the world to come, eternal life. He shall receive now. He shall receive now. Well, I put myself in agreement with that. Mm-hmm. So I receive now. It's mine today.
Right.
It's mine today.
Yeah, and you get up every morning, instead of asking God for it again, you get up every morning declaring today's my receiving day.
Today's
and the only thing left then is praise God.
Yes,
just
sir.
Go through the day praising God and thanking Him for it. You know, thanksgiving and praise is one of the greatest expressions of faith, you know, because it's saying to God, when you can praise Him, when you haven't even seen it in the natural yet, you're saying to Him, I believe in Your Word. I believe Your integrity.
Yes,
I believe You're a faithful God. You know, if you was to say to me, as an illustration, Jerry, when we get through taping today, let's go down to Neiman Marcus and I'd like to buy you a new suit. Well, First thing I do is say, Brother Cole, that's very kind of you. Thank you.
I sure appreciate it.
I appreciate that. Yeah. And I hadn't even seen the suit yet. But I'm thanking you in advance because I know you're a man of integrity. I know you'll keep your word. Why wouldn't I thank you in advance?
Would it be any different if I wrote you a letter and said that?
It wouldn't be any different.
Not one bit, would it? If my word's good while I'm sitting here looking at you, then my word in a letter would be just as binding on me.
Yeah.
But now, if I enter into an established written covenant with you, now my life's on the line.
Mm-hmm.
This is on the line with God.
Yeah, and there's bloodshed in behalf of it.
My goodness. Yeah. Jerry,
that's like when we were first starting out, you know, we first moved to Fort Worth and didn't have anything. I lost half of it on Interstate 20, bounced out of the trailer, and I just left it in the highway. I was so ashamed, I wouldn't even go pick it up, you know. And got over here in that little old house, and it was, Lord, $100 a month they wanted for that. And I moved in just before they condemned it, you know. And then finally we got in a position where we could move into a little nicer home. Had three bedrooms, you know. But we had one bedroom worth of furniture, you know. And so we're believing God. Carolyn's believing God. And it looked like it's never going to happen. And one night we're laying in bed. And Carolyn said, Jerry, is it ever going to happen? I said, Carolyn, let's look at it like this. Your daddy, Olin Creech, is a man of integrity. He's one of the most honest men I've ever met in my life. If your daddy walked in this bedroom right now and said, sweetheart, don't you worry another moment. Don't you cry over this. Don't you fret over it. Daddy is going to fill this house up with furniture. I said, how would you react? She said, I'd go to bed tonight with a smile on my face and joy in my heart and wake up in the morning that way.
Yeah.
I said, well, your daddy's an honest man, but he'll never see the day that he knows the integrity of Almighty God.
Yeah.
And God is saying to us, sweetheart, I will supply all your need according to my riches and glory. I said, let's go to bed with a smile on our face and joy in our heart.
Amen.
And God began to fill it up. It didn't happen overnight. Didn't happen in a day or two. But on the inside of us, we had a different outlook. In fact, every time somebody'd come to our house after that, and Carolyn would take them into the empty rooms. And she'd say, no, there's a nice bed right there. There's a nice table and a sofa and all here. And we even, you know, we even took it to this point. We taught our girls to walk around furniture that you couldn't see. And don't just run in that room. You're liable to trip over the sofa that's going to be there, you know. And we're calling things that are not as though they were.
Jerry, families that have never done this don't know what fun really is.
You know, one day, Terry wanted to learn how to play the piano. And I said, well, sweetheart, we'll send you to take lessons. And she said, after three or four times, she said, Daddy, if we had a piano, I could learn faster. I said, well, let's believe God for one. We didn't have the money to go buy a piano. And so we said, let's believe God. Got her involved. Had her sow her seed toward it. And one day she said, Daddy, where are we going to put our piano? I said, well, let's ask Mama. So Carolyn come in there. She said, we're going to put it right there in that corner in the living room. And so Terry would come through there. She's just a little old girl. And she'd walk over to that corner. She said, Jesus, I thank you for my piano. And just stretch your hand out right there where Carolyn said it was going to sit. And then, you know, about 6 weeks later, she come in one day and she said, Daddy, do we really have a piano? I said, we do by faith. She said, why don't we ever play it? I said, well, you're going to have to see yourself playing it by faith and it'll come. And she would walk over in that little corner and she'd look at it for a while and she'd just walk over and do this like she's playing. But one day, that piano manifested, and she's sitting right in that corner and playing that piano.
Now, here she is, these many years later.
Oh, yeah.
Strong woman of faith.
Yeah.
In charge.
Yeah.
Of Jerry Savelle Ministries.
Teaching other people all over the world how to walk in faith.
And she's still doing the same way.
Doing
the same
thing.
Today.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Yeah. She carries around with her what she calls her vision book.
Yeah, I've heard about that vision book.
And yes, everything she believes God for, She takes a picture of it, or she, you know, has it illustrated in a drawing or something, carries that thing around her, seeing things that are not as though they were, calling things that are not as though they were. And Jerrion, my oldest daughter Jerrion, lives the same way. And they learned that from little girls, because Carol and I took the time to meditate on these verses until they became more real to us on the inside than what was happening to us on the outside.
Jerrion is, she's like you, she's a visionary.
Yeah.
She'll see it. Mm-hmm. I mean, she'll begin to see it coming to pass. And when a child is trained in these things when they're little,
yeah,
they begin to walk in. Their minds don't have to be as renewed as ours did, mm-hmm, because theirs is being formed instead of transformed. They're being formed by faith in God, mm-hmm, all the way up.
Yeah.
And it is amazing to watch these. I mean, the time they're little old kids.
And then, of course, I got 7 grandchildren, and to watch your grandchildren live in it,
yeah,
walk in it, just like yours, you know?
It's just, it's life, yeah, man. It's the life and the faith lane.
We got going in our family now, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yeah.
I think the Savelles, from this point on, are going to live by faith.
Yes,
praise God.
Sir. Amen.
It's
praise
exciting,
God.
Isn't it?
Now,
let's look at what the Bible says about Abraham again, because he's the father of faith and a great example of the blessing working in somebody's life on a daily basis. This blessing was so powerful in his life that even when he was totally outnumbered by enemy forces, they couldn't beat him. He took 300 household servants and defeated an army. And when he came back with all the spoil, you know, and of course they were saying, "Well, that belongs to you." He said, "I don't want any of that. I don't want anybody ever saying that anybody made Abraham rich but Almighty God."
Almighty God.
So notice he knew that the blessing would make him rich.
He said, "I lifted my hand to
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
I'm in covenant with him. He's yeah. my God." Isn't that strong?
Yeah, and then Melchizedek, whoa, recognizing that blessing, he even said when he walked up to him, "Blessed be Abraham of the Most High God." Said,
good?
"Man, the way that the reason you're able to do this and the reason you're succeeding and prospering and growing wealthier by the day is because of the blessing of Abraham that's on your life." And then, of course, he taught Isaac how to walk in it. And then Genesis 26 went during that time of famine. And yet Isaac, the Bible said, God told him, "I'll bless you. I'll be with you. I'll bless you right in the midst of a famine." And the Bible says that in the same year that that famine was going on, that Abraham, or Isaac rather, increased, waxed strong. One translation says, he grew richer by the day.
Yeah.
Richer by the day because the blessing was on him and it worked for him even in the midst of a famine.
And the thing, you know, we were talking yesterday about believing God beyond yourself. That's what he did.
Yeah.
He went in there. He kept digging wells and hitting water when theirs was dried up. And he dug a well and they took it. He dug another well and they took it. He went across the valley and hit an underground river, mm-hmm, and so forth. Well, one man, blessed of the Lord, saved a nation
yeah.
from famine.
Yeah.
One man, believing beyond himself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't that it just made him rich, 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 rich beyond his wildest dreams. No, he was pouring his wealth back into that nation.
Yeah. Same thing happened to Joseph.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Just big time.
Mm-hmm.
Where God used one man, blessed of the Lord, in a covenant that's not as good as ours.
Yeah, yeah.
And save a nation from starving to death.
Right.
With the blessing of the Lord.
That's the purpose. That's the real motive behind Psalm 68:19. It's not just so I can live comfortably and not have to be concerned about my needs, even though that's part of it. But the reason for God wanting to load you with blessing, benefit, how in the world are you possibly going to consume all that on yourself if you're loaded with benefits? I can't use that, all that on myself, you know. So that means I am now in a position where I can be a greater blessing to more people, which is the real motive behind being loaded with benefits in the first place. You know, when I first began to learn this, or first began to study it, and with your help and Kenneth Hagin's and Oral Roberts, reading after you guys and listening to your tapes, yes, it was about me. I was deep in debt. I didn't know how in the world I was ever going to get out. And so, yes, I'm learning this for my own circumstances. But there came a time when I realized that God wants to do more than just get me out of the mess I'm in. He wants to bless me to the point that I can help get other people out of the mess they're in. And that, to me, has been the greatest joy of all of this. Living the way I do today is such a joy. But being able to help other people the way I can today is a greater joy.
That's where the big joy comes. Yeah. In fact, you started doing that while you still didn't have anything.
That's right.
When you began to get revelation of that, you didn't have 10 or 15 suits.
No.
You had one.
One.
And you gave it.
That's right.
To another man. That's when you
I gave it when I needed
suits
to wear it that night.
Yeah, and that's when you got three suits.
That's right.
And then you gave those, and that's when you got... But you came up growing up in the grace of giving and helping people.
Yeah.
And man, that's where life really is.
Yeah.
Father, we thank you this morning and we give you praise. And we thank you that this building once more for one whole week will be a sanctuary for people from all over the world. And we thank you today that this building is full of the Holy Ghost and power from on high. And we praise you and we honor you today. And we pray these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here to pray for you. If you need prayer for something in your life, we have trained and licensed prayer ministers who are filled with God's love, standing by to pray with you in faith and according to God's Word. Just give us a call at 817-852-6000 and let us help you receive God's promises into your life.
How do you have a vision for your future when you just need to get through today? When the dreams you once had seem out of reach, is there a way to rebuild? The Bible says that God has only good plans for you, that His goodness and mercy are coming after you. It's when you begin to understand His goodness that you can begin to receive it. Get the Goodness of God MP3 series by Gloria Copeland and grow your capacity to see the love, prosperity, healing, all the good things of God in your life.
God is good. There's not anything that is more faith-building than to know the Father and to know His goodness.
When it seems like the world around you is being torn apart, you can remain firm in hope. Become a living, walking example of the love that God has poured out to mankind. As you join your faith in God's promises with steadfastness to stand on His Word, there's nothing that can stop His blessing from taking over your life. Order your free copy of the Goodness of God MP3 series by Gloria Copeland. The motivation of God's heart is His love for you. Receive all the benefits that God desires to pour out on you through His goodness. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
God loves you, and one of the ways He expresses His love to you is by blessing you. That blessing is an empowerment from God Himself, enabling you to prosper and excel in every area of life. God's will for you has not changed. He is ready to release the power of His blessing to you today if you'll receive it. The first step to receiving God's blessing is to come into His family. This blessing is a covenant promise from God to His children to be our protector and provider for everything we need. This life in a covenant family is available to you right now. All you have to do is receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Jesus did all the hard part for you. He paid the price for your sin and made it possible for you to become part of God's family. If you're ready for a fresh start in a family who loves you, then pray this with me. Lord, I confess my sins before you. I turn my life over completely. Take over and be the Lord of my life. I receive you as my Savior. I receive your Holy Spirit. I receive my new language. Thank you that I'm born again. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to the family of God. The old life of sin and darkness is gone, and your new life has just begun. All the angels in heaven are rejoicing right now because you've been born into God's family. To learn more about your new life in this royal family of God, the Copelands have a gift they want to send you for free. It's called the Salvation Package. There is a small book called He Did It All for You, two brochures to help you get started reading your Bible. This resource will help you understand what it means to be in the family of God and get started in a personal relationship with God, your Heavenly Father. He loves you so much. He's excited to show you the blessed life that He's prepared just for you. To receive your free copy of the Salvation Package, go to kcm.org today. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to join us tomorrow as Brother Copeland and Brother Savelle reveal how the blessing of the Lord is designed to create days of heaven on earth in your life. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you received Jesus into your heart and made Him the Lord and Savior of your life, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to welcome you to the family of God. They have a gift for you called the Salvation Package to help you understand more about your new life in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation.
Welcome to kcm.org, your study center for victory. Get real help for real life problems. Select a topic for answers straight from the Bible. Then believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply what you've heard and read to experience real change in your situation. Each step provides pages of articles, video teachings, topical scripture lists, and recorded prayers and confessions from the Copelands. KCM.org has made it simple to tap into God's wisdom for real help in your life. KCM.org meets you where you are.